Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, and we are hoping to get you out to the Maryland Crab Cake Tour sometime soon. For all of our people here, it's been a delicious month, and we have a delicious month ahead. We're going to be at Beaumont on Thursday. I have something really cool baked up for that, so I not as good as that as the lobster tail is, but it's pretty good, and not as good as the lamb chops. But I'll be dining on all of that this week at the Beaumont. Well, we'll be out at the Beaumont on Thursday in Catonsville. The following Wednesday, we move to Cooper's North in Timonium in Mays Chapel, and I got some legends joining me there as well. Then on the 30th of the month, we'll be back at Coco's. All of it brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I'll have some scratch offs, including from our friends at the Back to the Future, the DeLorean specials. I hope they're lucky. Leonard Raskin's going to be joining me at some point for a crab cake. He's been running around, and I don't know if you know, but the market's kind of like not so good right now. Tax season is here, and based on whether you're hearing this on the radio on Wednesday or Monday or Tuesday, we all have like the April 15th heebie-jeebies, and we got to get this done, and we got to sign that. I know I had that in my own business. I'm a small business owner now, 34 years into that, and still figuring things out when things change, as well as, just April 14, 15, 16 can be pretty stressful, Leonard. It can be, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why
It
is it so stressful for me every year? Why do
it
people
freaks
stress
people
out the
out.
government? It
It
freaks me
freaks
out.
people out.
You're my
Here's
dude, and you know it freaks me the F out.
I know, here's the bottom line. We have a voluntary tax system, quote unquote. The problem is it's voluntary at the point of a gun and the threat of jail and threat of big fines and penalties if you don't file your taxes. And so we've got this system where everybody files on April 15th and you get all freaked out. And if you've never filed an extension, then if you haven't filed early normal March, April beginning, the
If
date
today's the
creeps up
first
on
day
you.
you're thinking about it, get an extension right now. Is that
Right,
the first advice?
exactly. And
Okay,
you've
before
got
Tuesday at midnight.
it buys you 6 months to October the 15th or the Monday thereof.
By the way, I did this 2 years ago and it freaked me out
It's
to
nothing.
do it. And everybody like you is like, dude, relax,
Nothing.
man. That April
Nothing.
15th, that is not just media hype, but it's government hype because they do want you to get this done
Well, here's
early.
the
They
rules.
and this is their one chance to clap at you
That's
on
right.
April 15th and say,
That's right.
dude, get this done so we don't want to come put you in
So the
handcuffs.
goal is you square up. You square up on April 15th. And if you're not ready, you file an extension with the federal and with the state, depending upon the state you're living in. And all you do is you pay the tax. Here's the thing. April 15th gives you 6 months to wait to file your return. It does not give you 6 months to pay. So you file an extension, you must pay the tax you think you're going to owe or get as close to it as you can. You write the check or you go online, you file the extension, you pay the money, and now you're done. That's it. Wash your hands, and now you got 6 months. Don't wait till October the 13th to pick it back up. So you can pick it up in the next 2 weeks, 30 days, whatever. Get your return done, square up and make sure everything's cool and send it in. There's no penalty for that. They don't look at you differently as for that. It's an opportunity. It's a right that all of us have. And if your return's not ready or you're not ready, just write the check, send in the extension, move on. Then get the return done. You got plenty of time, 6 months. You should be able to get all your records together. Get things handled, but it is a scary day. Look, here's the thing. Blue and red, two beautiful colors together. They make a beautiful purple. Behind you in the car, they scare the hell out of you when those lights are flashing behind you. Mail. People love getting mail. Remember as a kid, you used to run to the mailbox to get the mail, and you would pray that something would have your name on
Nothing
it.
comes in that mailbox that's any good for me.
Right. So now you get mail, and it's like, oh, this is terrible. And then you get the mail, the envelope that says Internal Revenue Service, official government business, penalty for misuse, like $1 billion, something like that. And your heart goes into a rapid beat, and you get that fight or flight mechanism, and you freak out, and you don't want to open it, but you know you have to. And you open it, and it says, our official computer records did not recognize your address properly, and we've changed it in our system. And they basically put the 4-digit on the 9-digit zip code. And you freaked out for a minute. because you didn't know it was going to be in there. But heaven forbid that letter says, we would like to audit your return. Again, sends everyone into freak mode when all they're doing is asking questions about something you reported on your tax return. You get your CPA, or if you did your own return, you got your records, you know what you did. You say, okay, let's move on. Let's get this resolved. And maybe you'll have to pay a little bit of penalty and interest because you did something you shouldn't, or they didn't like something you did and think you should have done it differently. And you write a check and you move on. They don't put you in jail. Now, they do put you in jail if you don't report your income.
If you ignore everything you just said over the last 5 minutes.
That's right. You ignore it. You don't file. You got a 1099 or a W-2 or a K-1, and you ignore it. You don't file. You don't report your income. Those are the people that go to jail. So short of doing something crazy like that, you may owe some money. Okay, you write a check, you move on. But it freaks people out. Three letters, IRS. Freaks people out like nothing else.
You know, my favorite IRS pieces of mail came to me back in the late 1980s. I was a music critic at the Baltimore Evening Sun, and if they sent the music to Calvert Street, it would get stolen somewhere between the mailroom and the fifth floor. So all the music critics would send me the stuff to my home at 428 Kane Street.
Yep.
And so it would always come Atlantic Records, CBS Records, and so in the old days now, I would get albums.
Yeah, sure.
86, 87. But then they went to CDs, and sometimes they would come in the crush box, but very – a lot of times they would just be punched through. You have that hole on it that was promotional. They'd have the little gold thing, not for resale, and like all of that. And but IRS, man, when I got those albums back in the day, IRS was a great record label back in the day, you know? I mean, so that was the only record label,
you know,
good indie record label there. Leonard Raskin is here. He is LR, and by the way, your Fiducci Who book,
yes.
I usually have that on my desk, or your crab mallet and all that stuff. You have been sported up here this week because Orioles have you glued to the couch, even after March Madness. Masters happened over the weekend.
Beautiful.
Capitals sort of stumbling to the finish line here as the games
here.
That matter start
right.
to heat up here.
Matter
and they
for
have
other
to
people.
Turn this back on again
after
the Ovechkin thing. It's and with the Liars luncheons this week too. We got a draft all next weekend.
Right.
Where the only thing that really matters here, Lamar and the Ravens come back to life. It is spring is sprung, and I haven't even talked about lacrosse or anything. But the Orioles' struggles are very, very real, and I felt that being at Costas on Friday for 7 hours.
Yeah, they you don't know whether they're going to hit or not, and they're starting to hit. So it looks like the bats are going to be okay. They're hitting the ball. They're running situationally. They're doing okay on the bases. The fielding is starting to come around. The problem is 6-3 leads aren't safe with a bullpen that, for some reason, isn't pitching. You got starters that aren't going long. I don't know why that is. I guess it's early in the season. But you're taking starters out at 76 pitches, putting in
that
a
might
bullpen.
Be all you got when you're 35 or 41
it might
or
be
37. I
it
mean,
might
because
be
that's what they're going to see. Yeah.
It might be. So then you bring in the bullpen, and then they blow leads and lose in the 10th, whatever it may be. As famous last words, right? There's never a good time to panic. This certainly isn't a good time to panic. We're in, what, 3 weeks? Are we in 3 weeks yet? 3 weeks in. So unlike football, where if you're 0-3, it's time to panic, in baseball, you're under 500. The good news is the division's not running away right now. Nobody's fabulous. Hey, look, I think I saw over the weekend, Ness, the Dodgers lost 16-0. And they have the most expensive golden payroll anybody could have. And so a 16-0 loss didn't look good on their record, and they brought in, I don't know, there's a new rule.
Well, they
It's
say
a
they
new
all count
rule.
The same, though.
Right. There's a new rule in Major League Baseball, I think. You can only bring in a position player to pitch if you're down like a million or something. Is that?
Okay. I hope they'll not find out. If the Orioles have to find
right.
that out,
no,
that's
but
not good.
I think I saw that it's a new rule. You got to be down like 10 or more or something, because they used to do it whenever they felt like it, based on like what was going on. But
Yeah,
now you
if
have
it's
to be down.
8-2 in the ninth inning and you're conceding, you bring
Right.
somebody in, right?
Right. But
Yeah.
now I think you have to be down a lot. And so the Dodgers did, and they gave up a couple more home runs, and they ended up 16-0. I don't think they're panicking. But pitching, I think, is an issue. You can't win, certainly can't win in the long run without great pitching.
Yeah, I mean,
Now,
that's such an obvious thing to people that have silver hair like you and silver beards like me, is to say, I've watched a lot of baseball. Teams with bad pitching don't win. They
Don't
just
win.
don't. You think you can slug. I mean, Luke's like, they can score 5.5 runs average. They
Yeah,
can
but you give up
average whatever
seven.
they want. You know what you're going to average? You're going to be mediocre at best if
Give
your
up
pitching's no
seven.
good.
Give up seven. You can't win with five, five
You
and a half.
can't be excellent with bad pitching. There's no
No,
way to do it.
no. So the hope is, right, that we get these injured guys back. And right as we're thinking like we might be okay with Eflin leading the charge, Eflin goes on the disabled list. Or he goes on the Eflin disabled list, whatever you want to say. But that's not good. He was our now prime number one. And so I look at the starters and you say, who's your number one starter right now? I don't know.
Dean Kramer? I don't
Well,
know. I mean,
he hasn't pitched well at all.
well, I mean, I, that's where when the what top fell out of this, and Luke and I have spent a long period of time discussing this, and even going back to, into March and back when I sat with John Eisenberg and
Yeah.
Dave Shinen and Mark Messina last week, we sat at long form just talking about pitching, talking about what we know about baseball and what we know about 35, 37, and 41-year-old starters, is that even if they're excellent, Charlie Morton last year, fine.
Right.
Give me
This
five
year,
innings, give me 5 to 6 innings
not so much.
of give me a chance to win. Give me a
Right.
chance to win.
Right.
And I don't know that they have any sure thing. And watching Hoffman go out there and pitch late and do 2 innings for the Blue Jays and extra
Yeah.
innings to get the
Yeah.
win, the Orioles identified him. The money
Yep.
didn't make sense. They the Braves didn't like his arm either.
Right.
But and I'm okay with all that. All their
Yeah,
arms are
sure.
falling off.
Sure.
You need that kind of performance. You need that kind of
Well, we have
bullpen.
it.
What Batista
We
was
had
2 years
it. We
ago.
had it. That's it. We had it 2 years ago. We had it last year. It just doesn't look like it's warmed up
But it's
yet.
like sand on a beach. The next wave comes in, and it things move around, and you
Well,
have to
look,
adjust to all of that.
I think also, you lost your number one, and if I read correctly, he got a pretty nice offer. They made him a really nice offer. He clearly wanted to pitch
The
in
Corbin
Arizona.
Burns deal was this. It was
Yeah.
4 years at a significant,
Not an insignificant number for the
No, it was
Orioles.
a decision for him, and the
That's
decision
right.
was, I want to be in Arizona. I
I
want
want
to
to be
pitch in
with
a
my
blimp.
family.
I want my family's out here. This is where it's. I pitched in Milwaukee. I did my time.
That's
I did
right.
my time in Baltimore.
I've earned my check and now I'm going home.
Yeah, and
And so I can't blame them for that because they offered them. So that looks good. Now you just got to find a guy and hope that somebody comes off the disabled list or we find a guy. And I think it's too early to worry about the guy, but it won't stay early long. So
Well,
that's what you
and
got to
then
do.
the bats have to wake up as well. Leonard Raskin is here. He manages money before, during, and after tax day. He
Yes.
is at Raskin Global with always with good financial advice for things that are going on. And the Masters, and then we'll get to hockey in a minute because
Yeah.
I had hockey players tell me it's the same game, golf and hockey. They hit the ball, they hit the puck,
Yeah.
whatever they
That's
do.
a little
So,
different.
yeah, well, I've never met a hockey player that wasn't a good golfer.
They
So
try.
it's true. I mean, it's.
Ovechkin's what, first or second? I think first time on playing golf hit a hole in one.
Well, the ball doesn't move. So the puck's always
Right.
moving. So if you can,
Right.
it's like baseball. I would always say to
Just
golf
line
people,
up.
like, I played baseball and tennis my whole life, running around to hit a ball that was moving and
Right.
drop it into a spot. I have good eye hand. The golf should be the thing that if I enjoyed it, if I loved
Should
golf,
be. Should be.
I would probably be someone who could get better at it.
Putt for
That
dough.
being said, there is nothing like coming down the back nine at Augusta. There is
Absolutely.
something about the azaleas
And the majestic.
that
The
start to get in your
majestic.
throat, and the
Oh.
pollen
The
gets in
pollen
your
eats you
throat,
up, eats you up.
and then you start to choke a little bit. Even Jim Nantz was clipped.
And you hit a ball that you've hit a million times on 13 into the water. And you double bogey 13, and it looks like you threw away your your tournament, your Grand
Then
Slam.
you go into the sand trap.
Right. And it's utterly unbelievable. And that's what they were saying, the announcers were saying, that this was shocking.
Unthinkable.
Right. Unfathomable. And I'm watching because I don't watch a lot of golf,
And I'm like,
but
you
I
never watched
watch
Greg
the
Norman.
right. Or who was the guy? Who was the British guy at the British Open? Was up like six and stuck it in the long grass and blew a 6-shot lead coming in the last two holes or something. I can see him. I can't think of him, but that was years back. But here's Rory coming in, and he just made a mess of the back nine, and somehow, some way, got to 18 with the chance standing over what? A 4-foot putt. Now I know. I read a study years ago, and you'll appreciate this for sure, and you'll understand it in a second. I read a study years ago. They took all these amateur good golfers, decent players, not on an amateur tour even, but good players, and they let them play a round of golf, and they all, good golfers. They played good golf, and then they came back the next day, and they had people around the green. And they sucked. Got people watching you, and suddenly you can't perform. It's a different game. Well, I wouldn't say that for the pros, but my goodness, if you watched Rory on 18, 4-foot putt that he sunk a million times, and he blew it. Blew it. And
I mean, it had all the drama that you would want, but
absolutely.
none of it. When the Orioles bullpen blew the game, it
Yeah.
was 5 o'clock, getting in that
Yeah.
range,
Yeah.
post game, whatever. And I went and made some dinner, and I came up, and it was at 14 and 10. He had a
Yep.
4-shot lead on like 11 or wherever it
Yep.
was,
Yep.
and it was that period of time where I'm like, well, this kind of sucks. I mean, there's not even like any drama.
And
And I
then
literally went down to like make a salad. By the time I came back up, I
three
was texting
holes.
back and forth with a friend, and I'm like, he's making this interesting. What? Like, and then there's the whole
Tied on three
backdrop of
holes.
him not having the Grand Slam
Right?
and everything that
How
makes
many
him him.
tries? How many
And
tries?
everybody that's grown up in golf remembers him as this. It's like looking at Jackson Holliday now when he doesn't shave, and then
Yeah.
seeing him when he looks like you, it looks like Ovechkin at the end of his career, right?
Right.
Like, this guy's been that guy from the very beginning because
For
he won
years.
so early,
Yeah.
you know,
And
even back to the Tiger, beat Tiger in his prime, you know what I
This
mean?
was the his 18th Masters, his 11th try at the career Grand Slam that not what five guys.
The elusive.
I was shocked, literally. I tell you, I was shocked when I saw that there were only five players that
It had
had it.
everything, including Jim Nance on Pollard,
Yeah.
you
Hello,
know?
friends. And
Well, hold on. You have to hold your nose when you do that
he
because it
was
didn't
choked
sound
up.
good.
He was choked up, and he wasn't the only one.
Well,
So
Butler
then,
Cabin gets you, doesn't it, huh?
oh man. And you could see Rory was practically in tears. And then they come back for the playoff, and you got Justin Rose, right? He's the Scotsman. And Rory, the Northern Ireland, going out to play 18. And it looked to me like he had almost the exact same putt to win it in overtime in the playoff hole. And Rose could have put the pressure on, but missed. And so it gave him an easier, less stressful shot. And there it was. Now, I also saw something interesting over the weekend. I don't know if this is good, bad, other. And I don't know if this is the first year or if it's policy. No cell phones in the gallery at the Masters.
Well, you still have every time he hits a shot on 18, 17, get home, get
Right,
home, get home.
but no
So,
cell
yeah, all
phones.
of that nonsense that's been brought out in Arizona at the Trash
Yeah,
Open,
yeah.
you know, it's come to the course. And I don't know what to say about any of it because I've attended a handful of golf tournaments
Could you
in my
imagine going?
life.
Could you imagine going to a baseball game or a football game? They said, "Put your cell phone, leave your cell phone in your car."
Well, hold on a second. Now, concerts have been doing that. Bruno Mars locked up my phone. You know that,
Really?
right? Oh my
No.
God. When I checked into the MGM down in DC with my wife about two, 3 years ago, several,
Right.
we were masked up. It was
Sure.
21, 22.
Sure.
They have little bags that they lock your phone up. You keep your phone if you want to unlock your phone. My wife keeps her sugar, her blood
Right,
sugar on her
right,
watch, on her
right.
iPhone, on her iWatch or
Yeah,
whatever the
got it,
hell it
got
is.
it.
And so my wife has a medical issue in regard
Right.
to her phone working, let alone if you're a doctor, you got kids at home, sitters,
Yeah, so what did
whatever.
they say?
Well, if you want to come in the concert, you lock your phone up. If
Oh,
not,
there
we'll
you
refund
go.
your money and you
There
cannot
you
come
go.
in.
Go home. There's our
Comedians
policy.
also have been doing that.
That's
Comedians
something.
have been doing that.
Hey, it's something.
Because and I'll and you can Google this anytime you want. Are you a
Yeah.
Pretenders fan?
Yeah, sure.
Why do you love the
Absolutely.
Pretenders? What do you
Oh,
love about the Pretenders?
back in the day, great tunes. Great
You're
tunes
one of
back in
those
the day, the
Republicans that deep
80s.
down wants to be a long-haired anarchist like me.
That's
So
right.
the thing about Chrissy Hynde is
Chrissy Hynde.
she's an anarchist, right? So
Absolutely.
famously, and her temper on stage, her temperament on stage is legendary. I have seen her
She doesn't want that recorded.
half the time I've seen her in the 40, and I still go back for more all that. I saw her at the Warner Theater last year.
Right.
I'll go again tonight if you got tickets. Incidentally, I met my wife on a night where I was supposed to go see the Pretenders play at the Orpheum in Boston. And a friend of mine said, "No, I got a girl. You have to meet this girl. You have to meet
Hey,
this girl." And I
there you
wound up
go.
getting married, but I was supposed to go see the Pretenders that night. So that's how
Just
much I love the
think.
Pretenders.
Just think of
Chrissy
what would
Hynde,
happen.
I seen her sass the crowd at the 9:30 Club one night
Ugh.
about like somebody in the crowd doing what you're talking about. Play the hits. I want to hear this song. Message of Love. Blah, blah, blah. Mr. Chibi. Shut the F up. I'll play what I want.
Right.
Like, and political messaging, very political, very every shut up shit to the fans. Mellencamp has been that way, very grouchy as he's
Wow.
gotten older.
Wow.
But Chrissy Hynde is nutty about being videotaped and like having to look at cameras the whole night.
Yep.
She hates it. She will stop songs, say, put the phones down, enjoy the music. I don't
Right.
want to, like,
Right.
I came all this way to play for you. I don't
Right.
want to be looking at phones.
I
And
get
it's
it.
not anything about being on the internet with my hair. It's just sort of like it's taken away from my
I
mojo as a performer
absolutely,
to
absolutely.
perform,
I get it.
right?
I get it. I didn't know that was policy at the Masters, but apparently it is. There you go. It's
But
good
we're
stuff.
getting to
I
the
like it.
point where things that are. Can I give you a bone to pick about, since I don't do Raven shows anymore and I'm not a real media member?
Sure,
I have
go.
a letter coming to Katie Griggs for you this week, too, for everybody out there that needs some responsible journalism being done. You know, the notion that things are back in the day and having like a media pass and where you
Right.
are. And I remember when phones started to record in locker rooms and Kevin Byrne was kind of freaked out that I was making cameras move. And I'm like, Channel 11 does it with this big thing
Right.
all the time, right?
Right.
Like the technology change in all of this and where it jumps the shark in different things.
Crazy.
This happened for me in the 90s where I was really stupid doing my radio show. And you remember this as a young man. I would go out to the barn and do the show. I really thought people like cared about the show. All they really wanted to do was get autographs and like jump the stage and get their Wheaties boxes signed so they could go on the interweb and sell it.
Yeah,
Like that
that's
became
funny.
like such a thing that
Yeah.
weighted what I was trying to do,
Yep.
which was do this show for the people and shake a hand, get an autograph, you know, something that was
Right,
sane that
right.
turned into who do you have tonight and who does 1300 have tonight and what show, who's Ray Lewis going to the tonight,
Where's it more
and people were
valuable?
running around and coming in the front door and getting a water and going out the back door and with 5, 15 baseballs and footballs getting autographed and all that. And it just became like not, it wasn't even in the spirit of what I was
Right,
trying to
right.
do,
Well, I'll
right?
tell you,
In any way.
I'll give you a concert. This is, I don't know, however many years ago, can't even remember. Before COVID, it's like before COVID or since COVID. Before COVID, I was down in Houston for a business conference. I had fifth row center Depeche Mode seats at the amphitheater down there. I can't think of the name, whatever.
And for
And
those who don't know, Leonard loves Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode, the best,
Do you
the
like The
best.
Fix? I'm seeing The Fix this week. That
Yeah,
sounds like it
Fix
might
is
be in
good.
your alley. Okay.
Absolutely.
Your
Absolutely.
lane.
So I go to the show and I'm a watch the show guy. You know, when like one song or two songs come up, I'll take my phone out and I'll hold it like here.
Well, you took me to Billy Joel very kindly as
Right.
your last
And
minute guest on the show,
I'm
and
not a
we didn't say a
recorder.
word once the show
Yeah,
started. I
I'm
went on my
singing
way.
and
I'm
dancing
singing,
and having
dancing, like
fun.
I had a
But there
dude
is
at
a
Tommy
guy.
Cromwell like come up to me, a fan listener, like, and I apologize. I wrote to him Sunday, I said, I
Right.
apologize, but like, I just don't BS during
Yeah,
shows.
it's
Like, I
just
just
not the
don't.
thing. So I'm
I
at
want
this
him there.
Depeche Mode, like I said, fifth row, and I'm watching, I'm singing, dancing, having a ball. And there's a dude standing 2 seats away, 3 seats away from me. Yes, he's got a GoPro on his head,
Oh, nice.
mounted on his head the whole show. You know, he's recording the whole concert. And I'm thinking, wow, I remember the Dead back in the day. You could record anything, they were the
Dude, you
only
would
one.
not want any recording off of my head because
Dude,
I move too much at
I'm telling
shows.
you,
I have
this
too
guy
much
was
fun.
standing there and he's recording the whole show. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? It just didn't make sense to me.
On Saturday, I had to decide if I was going to go to Planet Fitness, get a yoga workout in, get a hot thing, get whatever my cardio needed to be, or whether I was going to go see Tommy Cromwell and the Young Rumblers with Mark Messina at the legendary Village and Chameleon Club of Lancaster,
Oh
Pennsylvania.
my God.
And I made it to Lancaster, Pennsylvania on Saturday night like an old guy. Even when Tommy's rocking, I looked down at my phone, 11:08, 11:08. He's doing Space Cowboy, still I'm not your man. So he's rocking, and I'm like, damn, I'm in Lancaster. I'm acting like a man half my age, and then
There
I
you
see my
go.
hair out,
I'm
and I'm
getting
thinking,
tired.
I'm just getting ready for M3. I'm getting ready for
There
that,
you
for the,
go.
as John Stedman would say, that hard metal that he
That's
loves
it.
so much. Leonard
That's it.
Raskin is here. He is a Raskin Global. He's getting ready. Don't bother Leonard. It's tax season. Don't bother him during game one of the Caps this week. Give me a
That's
little
right.
hockey primer for you and your expectation level. Do you expect the Caps to win a Stanley Cup again in your lifetime?
I don't expect them to. I would hope they would. This is, in my opinion, Ovechkin's last great chance this year. I will say this, watching a lot of hockey, the East is for the picking. They can take the East. There isn't a team that they have played or that they will play in the playoffs that they can't beat if they're playing their game. Over the weekend, let's face it, every time, so you know this, everybody should know this, every time Ovechkin scores, a new record is set. So over the weekend, he scored 896 against a new goaltender for the Columbus Blue Jackets. And they lost two back to back over the weekend to the Blue Jackets. A bunch of guys not playing. And the game didn't really matter. But they say that, but at the same time, you're still playing. And I think they could have played better. They didn't. My
Can I root
concern,
for Winnipeg just openly?
yeah,
Can I just hope because
sure.
Winnipeg wins the cup?
The greatest whiteout in the history of hockey, Winnipeg
Dude,
Jets.
they were doing whiteouts when Harvey Myers put my
When it
satellite
wasn't
dish up on my parents' house in
anything
1987.
at all, when it was nothing.
1987,
And
88,
then
they were
they
doing
lost the
whiteouts
team,
in
and then they
Winnipeg.
got the team back. And they're the President's Trophy winner this year for our listeners. That means the best record in the league. Having said that, the President's Trophy winner has not won the Stanley Cup in like forever. So they got a
It's
tough
not like
shot.
March Madness where the one seeds
No,
have held up lately.
no, no. But here's the deal. I don't think there's anybody in the East the Caps can't beat. But when you go West, it's wide open in the West. You got Vancouver, not Vancouver, I'm sorry, Vegas. You got Edmonton. You got Winnipeg.
We got five or
You
six
got
really good
Minnesota.
teams.
You got
Yeah.
some. The West is where the fight is going to be fought. And whoever comes out of that, if the Caps get through the East and get to the finals, they will hope that whoever comes out of the West has been beaten to a pulp in seven game series all the way through to get there and are so tired that an Ovechkin and a Wilson hit knock them out and they win the cup.
Can Dale Hunter come back and cheap shot somebody for old time's
No,
sake or no?
it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Ovechkin threw around his body the last week since he got the goal record. He's decided now to start hitting people again, and he knocked some people into next week
I know so
in the
much
last
about
game.
sports that like it's amazing because I was going to do like an April Fool's joke about like giving sports up because I am getting a little pissed off with all of it, and I'm going to be writing to
Yeah.
Katie Griggs this week about being disassociated with the baseball team when they're the stadium's half empty and they have and Peter's dead, which is insane. It's insane to you, it's insane to me, it's insane to everybody at Costas over the weekend as well. But like I like there is a point for me with the Capitals thing that if I make public my words with Zach Leones is after supporting the team for 40 years, but just
Yeah.
dropping Dale Hunter cheap shot references and stuff like
Hey.
that. Like, I loved hockey. I loved the
I
Caps
love
so
it.
much,
I love
but
it.
I cold turkeyed it 7 years ago when I was sassed by the owner's kid after being a part of it for 40 years. And after what they did to my buddy, who's going to the Hall of Fame, going to the effing Hall of Fame, as Earl Weaver would say.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't
Hey,
root for
just
the
think,
Caps anymore. I don't
one of
root
these
against them.
days you might
You know,
not be
yeah.
one of these days you just might not be a sports guy anymore.
Well, they're trying to make that happen. They're trying
Right.
to will me out.
I
So,
get it. I get it. So you got to choose to fight, or succumb to a new world. Let's
I don't
hope
know if I'm going to let
you
them off that
fight.
easy.
No,
Let's
so
not. I don't
let's
think
hope you
I'm.
fight
Yeah, I
and
you
keep
know.
up the
Hey,
battle.
as long as sponsors keep supporting what we do, like you at the Raskin,
Absolutely.
tell me what you do other than try to talk people off the tree on April 15th or
Yeah, right.
14th at midnight.
Well, we're all about money all the time, not just on April the 13th, 14th, 15th, all the time. We are about everything you do with your capital. See what I did there? All that you handle with your money, from how you cash flow and control it to how you protect it, how you save it, how you invest it, how you enjoy it, how you transfer it and pass it on. We want to make sure that all of those aspects of your life are in order, that no one can take your wealth from you, that you give it to those you desire, and that you enjoy the hell out of it along the way. And if that means going to a baseball game or the Stanley Cup final or just watching a little golf on a big screen TV, that's all good. We want you to enjoy what you do and enjoy the money that comes from it. And that's what we're about, showing people how to make sure they have all those opportunities.
Hey, you know, I my next guest this week is from the great state of Ohio. We play nothing but Ohio baseball teams all week,
There
playing
you
the
go.
Guardians. Don't call them
Yep.
by the I word or the
Right,
T word.
right.
And then over the weekend, the Reds, which always makes me think of Sparky Anderson and Bernie Carbo and
There you go.
1970 and all that. But Bernard McKinney just sent me a text, and he's going to be my next guest. We're going to talk about Cleveland and a little politics and this and that and the and what's going on with their
Sure.
football team and the stadium. They have all things going on there. And I said, I've been at this since 6 a.m. It's a good thing I enjoy this ish. He's
There
my
you go.
longtime executive producer at the Nasty Nationwide 25 years ago. So I still enjoy this. Like you just said, we just want to make sure you're enjoying what you're
That's right.
doing, right?
That's
So
right.
I
That's what it's all
literally was
about.
typing right there. You can see it right there on the
There you
thing. I
go.
enjoy this ish is what it says right there
That's
because I do enjoy it.
if you don't, it's time to hang them up.
There you
That's what I
go.
say.
So
People ask me, are you going to retire? I say, they're going to carry me out.
do I enjoy watching the Orioles lose
No.
and have an empty stadium while banning me with their second ownership group under a bunch of bourgeois reasons, treating me like a chump, and then expecting me not to talk about it with you or anybody at the bar
No.
or ever mention it while Luke's credentialed all week? Luke has a family engagement on Tuesday night. We have an empty seat in the press box because they won't let me come sit in it. So I have all sorts of issues with sports, but then I think to myself, if I weren't holding them accountable, who would?
Right.
I mean, who
Right.
would at this
That's right.
point? So,
That's
I mean,
right.
especially with this Justin Tucker thing going on, he's still on the team. Ben Cleveland, they have a liars' lunch, and so that you know, I don't want to go all Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men,
There
but
we are.
you know,
There
I
we
am the
are.
uncomfortable truth and what you need on the
Amen.
wall. You know what I mean?
Amen. That's
So,
right. That's right. Let's
and
keep
if
it up.
Bill Maher can go to the White House last week and have dinner with Trump,
That's
then
right.
by God, Katie Griggs should be able to have a quiet off the grid cup of coffee with
No
him.
question. No
Over
question.
at
There's
Zeke's,
no
you know.
reason not. Or come to Costas for a
Come
crab
meet some
cake.
real Oriole fans over at Zeke's on Friday
That's
morning.
right.
Who are sitting, or
That's
come hang out
right.
to Costas. You know, if Katie Griggs got in my car for 8 hours and I just drove her around the city and introduced her to the people I know
That's
who
right.
love the Orioles,
Yep.
who are tepidly maybe thinking of buying in with
Yep.
money and
Yep.
like what they
Yep.
really want. You know, I looked the other day on Sunday, like last minute, it was a beautiful day.
Yeah,
And I look to
absolutely.
say all the kids are there and they're running the bases
Right,
with my
right.
former sponsors at Wise, like the whole deal. And I went online and thought it's kind of a nice day. It was going to be like 60. The sun was shining for the first time in 3 days. And I'm
Absolutely
thinking, if you
beautiful.
wanted to go down right now, what would it cost?
Not a lot.
$32. That's a
Yeah,
lot.
that's still high.
I think that's a lot.
Still high.
I think 30 bucks to get into the game on a nice Sunday, walking up when you have
Who was selling
20,000 empty
those? Was
seats.
that
No, just
Orioles
SeatGeek. I just
selling?
went, no, just went on. Well, SeatGeek's their partner, which is where
Right.
they sometimes they
I'm just
cheapen
saying,
the
so you could have
tickets.
gone somewhere else and
But
maybe
like I'm
gotten
just
a
saying,
resale ticket.
there's no 10 or 12 or $10 get in. And that's, hey, look, there's a movie coming out this week. It's 18 bucks. I hear you on inflation and all that, but when you make it a decision to go to the game, and this is my advice for her on $5 beers. I bet a $4 beer at a bar in Lancaster on Thursday night or
There
a
you go.
Saturday night. And I thought $4 beers, wow. And
Amish brewed.
nah, this was actually Japanese brewed, but
I'm
that's
just
none.
kidding.
It's
There you go.
delicious though,
There
nonetheless.
you go.
It was American brewed, the one I looked at. It wasn't even the Yuengling. I'm just saying, price matters, and you're in the business of saving people money. And one of the things that you
That's
save
right.
money on is just like being smart with your money and just saying, where's the
Absolutely.
value in this? And I'm just from the baseball side of things, the $5 night, the $10 night, like all of that sort of thing that would lure me and lure people in, I don't have it to sell for them because they're not selling it. And I have questions about that as a consumer. That's all.
Absolutely. They should do it.
All right, you got to go. He's handling money. Leonard Raskin is here, Raskin Global. Find him on the front of Baltimore Positive. You can find me complaining at Baltimore Positive too, anytime.